Hello and welcome to today's episode of TSARP. I'm your host, Andrew Weir, and today our co-hosts are Sam and Joseph.
YOLO.
YOLO. Sam's here too. All right, we got some awesome news today. Guess what? There's going to be new emojis coming in iOS 17.4. I'm very excited for them. I can't wait. There's a bunch of awesome ones. I'm going to pull them up on screen right now. I believe there's a phoenix. There's like some of them with like people in it. There's a mushroom. So you should be able to see it right now. I believe.
Yes, you can see we got two faces up in the top left.
Some lines on them. I guess one guy's turning his head and one's moving his head down. I'm not completely sure. And then we have a phoenix.
We have a mushroom.
Is that a pear or a lime?
That's a lime, right?
Yeah, that looks like a lime.
Fig.
And then
fig.
What's a fig?
Well, I know of figs. I don't know what a fig is.
We also have a broken chain.
And then again, a bunch of people. So it's like two people, one kid, one person, two kids.
Or one adult, one kid, two adults, two kids.
That's what I get from it. So there you go. Those are all the new emojis. I think they look pretty cool. Put it in the comments below, or if you're watching it live, in the chat, what you think about them. And stay tuned, because we've got more awesome news coming up. We've got OpenAI news, we have more layoffs, guys. Meta rolling out some stuff for Facebook and Instagram. So we got a lot of awesome stuff here. So stay tuned.
And some PayPal stuff.
A ton of stuff. Yes.
Speaking of emojis, make sure to click the link down below for stream emojis.
Is it just me, or you kind of cut it in and out? Type in the chat, guys, because I can't tell, I might just be on my side. All right, let's do today's history fun fact. This one's very interesting if you're into regular history, but also technology history. On this day in 1961, 63 years ago, President John F. Kennedy delivered the first live televised presidential news conference. And as you know, nowadays every single conference that isn't confidential is on TV, not just in the news, not just on paper, journalized, it's on TV. You can watch them, which is really awesome. And the first one of those was 63 years ago. So, pretty cool. And by the way, I think Steven said this, the TSARP Game Awards ended yesterday.
So you can't submit it anymore.
Pretty sad. But the award stream will be this Friday. I cannot wait. That's tomorrow, everyone. So stay tuned. Tune in tomorrow. And yeah, pretty exciting.
All right, let's get on to our speed run topics here.
We have Google extends its Project IDX development environment with built-in iOS and Android emulators that is really awesome. You know why?
You say why?
The reason is because I used to program for Android and iOS. But you could only see them on Android devices. You couldn't ever actually get, like, an iOS device. You just had to hope it looked good. But now they got iOS emulators, which is sick. So if you're into programming on, you know, for iPhone apps and Android apps. All right, we got some very...
Andrew, you made an app before, right?
I made a few apps. They weren't good. I made a few apps.
You should share them.
No, please not. One's still on the App Store, but that one was made with Unity.
And I have it downloaded.
Yes, I know. Sam has it downloaded. Maybe tomorrow at the TSARP Game Awards. I'll release the game to the public.
Oh, God.
All right. We also have, like I said, very sad layoffs. Even more. Microsoft laid off 1,900 employees. That's 1,900. In Activision, Blizzard, and Xbox division. So the game development and game consoles. Again, I'm not going to keep saying it, but I don't know what is doing this. It's either AI. It's really just, it can't be something in the financial year, or it wouldn't be such a dramatic thing. It's really just either AI or unknown reasons, because we've seen so many layoffs recently. All right.
It's really sad.
Yeah. And what if like I said, we had to lay off Steven tonight. No, hopefully he'll be back. We just don't know where he is. Hopefully he didn't, like, have a medical emergency. Like, I hope Steven's okay. Because we were joking, like, before stream. Like, he's fired. But no, I hope he's good. We just have no contact with him since school. So that's why Joe's here, by the way. And I wasn't here yesterday, and it was just Joe and Steven. So now I'm not here. So hopefully Steven is all right. But yeah, we're not laying off anyone. We're hiring people. We hired Joe. Joe's here now.
We forced
Joe to be here.
Has to be on stage.
He did. Yeah, but he also. I mean, he was on early episodes. Joe was on real early episodes of T-Sarp. Go back. They're now all on YouTube, by the way. So
wasn't he on that interview with Miss Thompson?
He was, and Joe was also on the first. Okay. He was the host. This is some T-Sarp trivia right here. He was the host of the first ever T-Sarp episode that was only released to the Hot Pod Coding Club members and not public. I still have it. Maybe we'll release it one day. And Joe was the host of it. It wasn't called T-Sarp. Wasn't called the name before T-Sarp was T-Sarp. It was a completely different name we never mentioned. So yeah, pretty interesting. We call it episode zero now. So that's some history for you, T-Sarp history. All right.
Wow.
Meta is rolling out tighter teen messaging limitations and parental controls for Facebook and Instagram. I really just think it's Instagram. No children are on Facebook. It's like, I don't even get Facebook. It's like, it's just, I don't get it. It's very highly customizable, and it can do many things, but it's too much. Like, it's kind of overwhelming for me, and I normally don't get overwhelmed by technology. It's kind of funny, because I find it more confusing, but, like, all our parents can use it fluently, and, like, I just don't get it. Anyway. Yeah, so these parental controls and messaging limitations are probably really just for Instagram. Because we've talked about social media has a big effect on teens, and they're trying to, you know, obviously they do not want teens to get off the app, but they also do want to please parents so that, you know, parents, because think about it, they go too strong, kids leave the app. If they just do it a little, maybe they'll get new kids on the app because parents are like, okay, there's these new limitations. It's safe for you. So they want to get the perfect balance so they can maximize users. So that's really what they're doing right now. But we'll
see.
That's
smart.
T-Sarp is very safe.
What if there's parental limits on T-Sarp?
No, because T-Sarp is already so safe for kids, and it's a great educational place. You know, if you want to be a journalist, or you like tech, or you just, you know, you like coding and you want to learn more, come to T-Sarp. By the way, everyone, like, subscribe. The subscriber counter is in the bottom right of the stream, so when you click subscribe, it goes up live, and share with a friend, because T-Sarp's just more fun to watch with friends. That's true. All right, Sam, you want to do our next topic? Pixel.
The Pixel 8 Pro users can now use the thermometer app to measure body temperature, which will be, like, really helpful if, like, you think you're sick, but you're not positive.
Yeah.
To check if you have a fever or something.
That's wild. So, I don't even know, like, how that's gonna work. Maybe, Sam, if you can find some details, if we have them.
Yeah, let me search this up.
You know, you can measure your temperature in many places in the body. In one place, actually two of the places, and actually all three of the places. I do not want to put my phone, so I am kind of confused.
The Pixel 8, it has a built-in temperature sensor.
Okay.
So you can just scan a person's forehead. If you open an app.
I forgot you could measure temperature on a forehead. Okay, that one's a lot better. Because there's a few places. There's a mouth, okay, which I do not want to put my phone. Okay, the second one, this one's a little gross. You know, it's the armpit. Okay, and the final one, I don't even want to say on T-Sarp, but it's a very...
Oh, no.
A place I really don't want to put my phone. So the forehead is the forehead's much better. All right. And finally, we got this OpenAI news that we were talking about. OpenAI drops prices and fixes lazy GPT-4 that refused to work. Can you believe that AI would refuse to work? I've had that happen a few times. And it's not fun because I got to, like, restart the chat, maybe refresh, change a few prompts. It's a whole thing. So now... GPT-4's not going to do that. It's going to do the work for you, you know, because you don't want to do it. I actually did a whole presentation today in technology class. I got 110 on it, everyone. I'm not even kidding.
Congrats.
Bonus points. On AI.
Yeah.
And my teacher said it was very good.
Wow.
Now, I didn't go, like, too complex because, like, I was learning about how AI actually works, and I knew how it really works, but it's, like, crazy technical. So I did a little bit. I'm not going to say it to you because it's probably going to bore you, but it's pretty wild. Maybe I'll release that presentation to the public, but it's, like, bad, so I really don't want to. It was good for tech class, but bad for TSARP. Anyway, shout out to my tech teacher. He's awesome. Don't want to say his name just because, like, I don't know, privacy, but, yeah. So there you go. He's epic. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, and we got one more topic here that I forgot because it's in a different section of our list. But so PayPal is piloting. Wait, PayPal's piloting a plane? No, piloting new AI-powered updates includes a cash back feature, pretty cool, and smart receipts. How's cash back AI? Maybe we'll find out in the rest of this. Also, a cash pass feature that gives customers access to hundreds of personalized cash back offers. So I can assume I get this now, because I said maybe we'll figure it out when continuing to read. Now I got it. So the cash back feature is basically AI is helping to personalize the cash back, right? So it says, oh, you know, we got 1,000 offers here, but no one's going to scroll through 1,000 offers. And it says, okay, we see that this person purchases a lot from Target. They're going to be like, okay, let's give them that offer. So it's going to say, there's a cashback offer where if you, you know, spend $50 at Target, you know, you'll get 5% back. You know, and maybe before you wouldn't have seen that because it's in the list of thousands, you know. But now using AI, it can recognize your purchases and give you those personalized offers, which is pretty awesome. Again, like maybe, you know, you spend so much at tsarp.printify.me, which is our merch shop, and you spend so much, and it says, hey, wait, hold on, you spent so much, we got a cash back offer for you, and that would be awesome. So link in the description, go buy some merch, pretty epic. Maybe you got a birthday coming up, you put it on your birthday list.
I do.
Get some. Actually, yeah. Sam, you do. Wait, you should put it on your birthday. Maybe I'll buy, that's going to be your gift. I'm going to buy you stuff for Bizarre. Yeah.
Eric smile mug, that's what I want.
Oh, yeah, actually, it is a sick mug. Maybe, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do
okay.
it. I'm going to buy it for you. Well, now that I told you, it's like not as great.
I don't remember anything. What were we talking about?
No, honestly, I don't think we talked about anything. I don't think so.
Oh. Hey, guys. Welcome to today's episode.
Yeah. All right. Actually, let's show the merch. I haven't been on the merch store in a while. Maybe we got orders that I just don't know about. maybe.
Probably should check that.
Yeah, we should probably check it. Now, luckily, it ships on its own. Like, it's all automated, so I don't need to know. But yeah, I haven't been on it. So let's take a little looky. It's a little lucky. TSARP. Oh, and we have our new TSARP website, too, which is different from the merch store. I should probably link those together.
You think that, yeah.
I should link them, yeah. But this is the merch store. Look at all the epic stuff we got. We got a TSARP mug. This one's from our one-year anniversary. All the other one-year anniversary stuff is down, but this mug's sick. I gotta order this one. It's really awesome.
You don't even have your own product.
So we got the mug there, and then he is.
Are you willing to spend $10 on my birthday present instead of $5?
No, it wasn't going to be your only gift. I hope you know that.
Wait, can you get me both mugs?
I'll get you both mugs. There is a high shipping cost, though, so be wary. But I will do it. There's also these TSARP stickers. Oh, I gotta order some more stuff. because they're all epic. I gotta order all these. Oh, and the TSARP banner. I need to order that too. Because it's gotta replace my old banner. My old banner is really old. This one is none. And this one's really sick. Look, you can put TSARP all over your walls. Only for $17. $16.8 Oh my goodness, look at that. And you'll be supporting us a little bit because some of the profit goes to us. Eric's stuff's so epic. I gotta order some. Anyway, let's see. So, In Brackets is going to start up soon. It's just Hoppog Middle School. Actually, you guys can vote. I just realized that. You guys can vote, but Hoppog can't. So, like, we really haven't been advertising it. And I'm not going to paste it in the chat because, again, we have issues with it. So, anyway, it is really epic. In brackets, we just can't get it going because we've had issues that I can't control with the website. Coding Club meeting tomorrow. That's going to be fun. Mr. Ferrara released JoJo's Jukebox again. I'm not going to play it, mainly because we'll get copyright striked. And though it doesn't really affect us, we have been copyright striked before. It was the dark mode live streams, just one of them. So ever since then, I haven't. And it really doesn't do too much. It's just, it gives me a notification, and it's a whole thing, so I'm not going to do it. But, yeah, there you go. All right, I think, is that about it? Do we have any games to play or anything like that? I don't think
so. We should play at JoJo's Jukebox.
No, I just told you why. We're not going to play JoJo's Jukebox. By the way, I got to give you a little bit of stock news. Oh, a little bit. SMP finished.
Oh, wait, drink with you.
What? Oh, drink review? I had nothing. Oh, I did. I had coffee to drink and some Lay's potato chips. Good combo. Good combo. Here's a little totally off topic. I've been watching so many espresso TikToks. Okay, on TikTok. It's bad. I so want an espresso machine now. But they're $1,000 and the T-Star fund isn't.
We have it in
big.
The T-Star fund.
No, yes, it's not is. That big.
It's double that.
If it was that big, T-Star would spend a lot more on marketing. it is large though. It got pretty big recently. Okay, so we have been spending some stuff. But yeah, by the way, whoever's using the emojis, which is probably Sam or Joe, it's nice. We're getting a lot in chat.
It's not me.
A lot in the thing. And the right, by the way, right of the screen. So I love the emojis. It was a great add-on, and I think you should all use it. Let me put it in the chat, the link. And I very, because it makes the stream so interactive, you know, and that I really like. So anyway, maybe we'll have to add the new emojis too, but there you go. That is the link, so you guys can go do it. It's always in the description, though, so if I don't paste it there. Here, let me send one. There we go. Let's get some Erics in there. Yeah, there we go. There's some Erics. Thumbs up and a game controller. There we go. Pretty epic. Pretty Eric. Why don't we say that more? People are going to hate us, but it's really funny. It's funny to me, not funny to anyone else. So Eric. T-Sarp, so Eric. So yeah, I said this, just a reminder, everyone, tune in tomorrow, because T-Sarp Game Awards, we'll announce the winner of the game, we'll play some of the games, we got some really epic games, we have a lot, I think we got off the top of my head, 16 games, but maybe a little less, it might be 15 or 14, so we got a lot, we're not going to play through all of them, but we will announce the winner, play the winner, and stuff like that, so yeah, can't wait, thank you all for watching, set an alarm for tomorrow. And I forgot to say this, If you guys like Scratch coding, you want to meet new Scratchers, click the link that I am about to send in the chat. It is a link to a Discord server, all for Scratchers. It's pretty epic. So if you like Scratch coding, go check it out. All right, thank you all for watching. We will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye.
I couldn't hear Joe. All right, here we go. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I think you're cutting out on purpose here. Bye, everyone.